Gilbert, first and foremost, congratulations on the new deal. You must be very, very happy right now. But walk us through how you feel today as opposed to like last week or during this whole negotiation process.
Oh, man, I feel very relieved today. Just the fact that, you know, everything's done. The contract's done. All that business stuff is done. And I can just concentrate on what I want to do, and that's fight and get better as a mixed martial artist. So, yeah, just relieved that it's all done.
Now, were you getting a case of deja vu again because it took you so long to get to the Ultimate Fighting Championship when you were over at Strikeforce and competing outside of the UFC that it potentially was going to happen again, that your stint with the UFC was going to be so short and you'd have to go somewhere else?
You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's on my mind a little bit, but, you know, your priorities change as life changes, and, you know, my priorities were fighting at the time, and, you know, and a couple weeks ago, and as of now, the priorities are, you know, my future and the well-being of my family, so, yeah, of course, some of that stuff's on your mind, but yeah, but again, my priorities changed, and family came first, and my future came first, and, you know, so I was okay with everything.
How difficult really is it when you're sitting by the sidelines and you have to let your management, you know, other human beings deal with the rest of your life, with your career, while they're dealing with the UFC, who are obviously have a business to look out for?
Yeah, well, Sam Awad and Rodolphe Belew and CAA is a great management team, but they also do a really good job of, you know, keeping me informed and letting me make final decisions and, you know, and breaking things down for me and giving me all kinds of scenarios and making me feel comfortable. So, yeah, it's definitely nerve-wracking making decisions, but it wasn't like it was all in their hands. And, you know, if there was any, there's no regrets. There would have been no regrets with anything. And, you know, and I wouldn't blame them for any problems or anything as well. They've done a really great job. I have a great management team.
Walk us through where you were and when you got the news.
Where was I when I got the news? I'm hopping off a plane from, you know, I'm in Bristol, Connecticut. I'm in Bristol, Connecticut, working for ESPN out there, and, you know, it looks like we're going to have a deal, and the moment I got back home to San Francisco, walked off the plane, it was, you know, hey, sign the paper. Dana's going to make an announcement in about 20 minutes, so, you know, that's kind of where I was, and, you know, pretty excited about the whole situation, and again, just relieved that it was, you know, it was all over.
Did you have any inclination that you're going to be on Tough? I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, it's something that was asked, but, I mean, last week or a week or so ago, it was to the point, well, you know, Gilbert Melendez might have to go somewhere else, and next thing you know, the announcement is made, not only did you sign with the Ultimate Fighting Championship, you're also a coach on next season's Tough, or at least the season 20 of the Ultimate Fighter. Who brought that to the table?
Well, you know, immediately after I presented the deal to the UFC, my management team, you know, presented the deal to the UFC, and Lorenzo Petito himself reached out to us, and as well as the whole UFC, you know, team, and started trying to come up with an agreement, and one of those, you know, Ultimate Fighter came up as well, and it's something I've always wanted to do, and again, I feel like, you know, I feel like to be an ambassador of the sport, and you know, I want to be able to brand myself too, and what better place to do it than the Ultimate Fighter, and I've always expressed to them that I was interested in doing that, so it helped sweeten the deal.
Of course. Now, you'll be coaching, you know, a cast of 150-pound strawweight ladies. I mean, what kind of experience do you have coaching women, and what are you expecting on the show?
Well, I am married to a woman fighter. Yep. In the, you know, she's fought Muay Thai, and she was the Strikeforce Women's Champion, so I'm familiar with that, as well as I coached, you know, women at my gym, you know, the women's class for MMA and stuff, and I have also a younger brother of two awesome twin sisters, and, you know, so I feel like I can deal with it, and I feel like I have experience coaching and, you know, dealing with women, so, you know, I look forward to it, and I'm excited, and I'm more excited, too, that these are the top 10, 15 women in the world, you know, and it's just not a regular Ultimate Fighter house. These are the number 1 through 10 through 15 top women in the world, and I'm glad to be dealing with world-class talent. It's going to be very exciting.
In terms of coaching against Anthony Pettis, what are you expecting from his side? Because obviously he's a great fighter, but in terms of coaching, we don't know what he's like as a coach. We know what you do as a coach.
Yeah, I just know what I do as a coach. I don't know what he does, but, you know, he's a champ. I'm pretty sure he's competitive by nature, and He's going to want to compete with me, and he's going to want to show me up, and that's what I'm anticipating. And I also know he has good coaches around him, so himself as a coach, I'm sure he'll bring in Duke Rufus, I believe is his coach. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a great guy. His experience, too, and probably can guide him along the way. So, you know, I expect some good competition, and, you know, but, you know, I hope and I plan on shining.
Now, it's a long ways away before you start recording the show. I mean, are we looking at the scrap pack coming in to help you coach, or are you bringing in Caesar or guys that, you know, you're going to handpick yourself that are away from the scrap pack?
Nah, man, you know, yeah, I don't expect the scrap pack. Expect my stand-up coach, Jones on the Hooded Man. You know, Jake Shields, Nick Nate Diaz. Yeah, man, expect your crew out there. Expect some chaos. Expect a good time. And expect us to come there to win.
All right, a couple more questions before we let you go. The first things first, what does your deal to the UFC mean to guys like Nate Diaz who are still on the fringe of trying to sign? Is it open up the door for him, do you think? Or is it just a completely different case, different fighter, different situation altogether?
Yeah, well, I didn't really try to look at it that way while going through it. But now that it's been a day and not concerned with myself, standard procedure of any fighter whose contract is up. And I think everyone handled it, very businesslike, both sides. And I think, other fighters can choose to be professional and get things done in a professional way. I guess it is possible for other fighters to do things. That's on them, and everything. But Nathan's my boy, and I think he deserves to get paid very well. And I support him however he takes it.
Now, matching up against a guy like Anthony Showtime Pettis, who's done a fantastic job earning that title with the victory over Ben Henderson. You know, you're widely considered the uncrowned champ, and I can understand deeply why the UFC decided to put you next in line with Anthony Pettis. How do you think you match up with Showtime?
I think I match up great with them. I mean, first of all, Anthony Pettis is an awesome champ. I really like his style. He's evolution right before our very eyes. And though he's an elusive fighter, he's an aggressive fighter. I like that he comes to fight. Which makes me excited because, we're both going to come to fight and we're both coming to perform and we're both coming to win. And it's going to make for good TV. And I think I have an answer for every limb division. I think that's what I'm special about me. And as a mixed martial artist is, maybe I'm not the best striker in the world. Maybe I'm not the best wrestler in the world. Maybe I'm not the best jiu-jitsu guy, but I have a lot of skills and I can put them together really well. And I think I have an answer for anyone in the division. So with that said, I match up with Anthony Pettis just fine. And I'm not scared at all of anything he has to offer and I'm prepared for anything. And I think my experience in this sport and my maturity in the sport is going to go a long way in this fight.
Final question before we let you go. It's something you and I have talked about. I think from when I saw you in Japan all the way to when I saw you in Winnipeg and when I see you in Vegas all the time is the Mexican market, the Latino market. It was one of the things I talked about leading up during these negotiations that the UFC cannot let a guy like Gilbert Melendez go because of what he brings to that table. I know it's so far away, lots to talk about, but how excited are you now that you're signed that you could also help the UFC get into a market like Mexico and the other Latino markets?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I embrace that market. I went to Mexico City, about two and a half years ago, and I felt like I got in touch with my culture a little bit better, and I feel like my Spanish is getting stronger, and I embrace that role, and I think Mexicans love fighting. I think Latinos love fighting, and some of them are trapped on boxing, and I think I can help transition them into what is, to me, the best fighting sport in the world, mixed martial arts, and I want to help, introduce the UFC, mixed martial arts in general to them.
I want to thank you very much for your time. Get back to what you need to do, and I look forward to running into you very soon, Gilbert.
All right, Joe. Good talking to you again, brother.